This week in the Missouri Senate, we review opening week of the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly. The gavel came down on Wednesday with nine new members taking oath of office and officially becoming Missouri senators, plus another eight returning for a second term.
Aye.
Please state your name. After standard opening day business, Missouri senators could introduce resolutions.
Senator from Franklin County.
Mr. President, I have
In a rare move, discussion started on the first day when new Missouri Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan introduced Senate Resolution 19, which would make changes to some rules of the Missouri Senate.
There are a few rule changes in this resolution. We are asking to add two members to the Committee on Appropriations. We are asking to add one member to the Ways and Means Committee.
Returning Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader Gina Walsh of Bell Fountain Neighbors says it comes down to putting experienced lawmakers on committees.
I think it would be not very good for this chamber, and it would be a misstep on our part if we did not move this forward and put some folks on there that could gain some knowledge over the next 2 years for when we're gone.
On Thursday, the resolution was amended to allow Rule 88 to be left as is. In terms of the session to come, Senator Schatz says his priorities now come in second when compared to other senators.
Well, obviously, the priority that I have is, first of all, to make sure that my members' priorities are taken care of. I think the pro tem position, obviously, in the past, I've filed quite a bit of legislation, but I have taken a back seat to that to make sure that my colleagues have a great opportunity to get their priorities and the caucus priorities accomplished. So that would be my top priority at this point.
Senator Walsh says she has specific goals in mind.
Well, I really think that we need to figure out a way to fund our failing infrastructure and our highways across the state. I'm hoping that that's one of the issues the chamber decides to attack. Of course, there's always funding of Medicaid expansion.
Senator Schatz points out he believes transportation funding has to be addressed soon.
And at some point in time, you can't continue to underfund your needs. It's going to create a problem. So somehow we have to resolve that. So hopefully in the next couple of years, we'll find a way to do something about that. And I think that would be a big opportunity if we could.
Senator Walsh says she still hopes for Medicaid expansion.
It's important that everybody has health care and affordable health care in the state. And we have a vast population that does not. And we've failed to address that. And I think that we need to keep trying.
Committee assignments could come next week. Session will end in May. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.